It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, David, I'm going to need a second cup today because I've got a little bit of brain fog going on this morning.
Well, drink some water. Take some deep breaths.
That's what Scott always says. Drink some water. You're probably dehydrated.
It's a big thing. Absolutely.
I've said that to my kids. When they say, I have a headache.
Yeah.
I drink some water. You're probably dehydrated.
Exactly.
That's the answer to a lot of ailments that can be quickly taken care of. So I'm definitely going to be drinking a little bit more water today.
All right.
Well, today's a big day in Washington, D.C. It is the March for Life, and there will be thousands there marching for life. It's a big year because, of course, the big Supreme Court decision. That one is set to come out, they think, in June about the Dobbs versus Jackson women's health. So, you know, this is a pivotal moment. But, you know, as Catholics, we are always reminded that we are to always remain Catholics in all of the things that we pursue. And that means that, you know, we are going to be a strong but prayerful witness to the things that are important. By our whole lives, we are examples of what we believe. So I found this great article, though, and it's talking about the March for Life. And it really has a lot to do with, too, because you know, when I've been kind of looking at babies' names over the last few years, they're really starting to come up with some unique ideas, these young parents today. And not all of them I quite understand, but when they have meaning behind them, then I go, oh, okay, I get it. So in light of the March for Life, here are some unique, we'll say, baby names, but that also have a pro-life meaning.
Okay.
Right? So we'll kind of talk about. Now, we've talked about our own names. Now, my first name, Brenda, means flame or sword, but my middle name is Vivian.
Yeah.
Now, I was named after my grandmother, passed away many years ago. I used to think, ugh, what an old-timey name. That is like an old lady name. It's coming back around.
I know it is.
And you know what Vivian means?
What's that?
Alive.
Alive. Nice.
Talk about a pro-life name, Vivian or Viviana. I think my grandmother's nickname was Vivi.
Vivi, yeah.
I think that is really
We use
cute.
That a lot.
I love that. I really love my middle name, Vivian. And now when that I know that it means alive, well, now I think,
yeah, it's beautiful.
That's fantastic. I'll cut you with my Brenda sword, and then I'll be alive myself.
Brenda Blaze.
Brenda Blaze, I know. Isn't that a more fantastic name?
That is fantastic.
So here is a selection. Alatea.org put these together about some unusual names that also mean life.
Okay.
And I'll kind of talk a little bit about these, and then you can decide if you like them or not. So the first one is, this is for a girl, the name Asha.
Asha.
A-S-H-A.
Okay.
Now that one, if I heard that, I'd go, oh, that's kind of
Asha.
An unusual name.
Yeah.
But this unique name has a number of meanings, all that are beautiful. In Swahili, it literally means life.
Yeah, it's beautiful. See? I like that name.
Now, see, Asha, when you hear it, you go, oh, that definitely makes a difference. Now, we've all heard this word. In fact, there's been movies about this one. Anastasia. Now, a name often associated with the Tsar Nicholas II's youngest daughter, who is a saint in the Russian Orthodox Church, Anastasia translates to resurrection.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I thought that's beautiful. And then this one, of course, I know you've heard, and it's not an unusual name, I don't think either. Zoe.
Zoe, yes.
Or it can also be pronounced Zoe. It is a Greek word. Now, here's what's amazing about this word. That's a Greek word for life was adopted since early times by Hellenized Jews as a translation of Eve, the mother of all the living. Now, Zoe means supernatural life rather than biological life, bios, they said.
Right.
But if you go a little further and you read the New Testament in Greek, you'll find that the King of living water, Jesus, offers water to the woman at the well. Zoe is the name of the water.
No kidding.
That's the word that they use for water.
I'll be darned.
And what I love is that when you read these stories all the time, you know, he asks for water from the woman at the well.
Yeah,
And she's like, no, you can't do that. He says, well, I will offer you something more. Living water. It's Zoe water.
Zoe. Yeah, beautiful name.
So So I thought, so there's some girls' names. I have a niece that I love. She's off to college now in Northern California. Her first name is Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Her middle name, Chapel. And a lot of her family call her Chapel, a little church.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those are meaningful.
Yeah.
Those are meaningful names. All right. Young men.
Yes.
David, what does your name mean?
Beloved.
Beloved. Yes.
That's it.
Of course, King David, we know about mm-hmm. his anointing. He is God's beloved. So mm-hmm. that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. How about this name? Bethan.
Bethan.
It's Ethan.
Right.
Add a B in front.
Okay.
It's an interesting alternative to the name Ethan, and it comes from medieval Scotland. It means life.
Hmm.
Bethan means Bethan. Life. And it's actually a name you'd be familiar with if you are a Shakespeare fan. In fact, Macbeth means son of Bethan.
Oh, okay.
Macbeth,
yeah,
that
I got
is
it.
His name.
Yeah.
So therefore, Macbeth means son of life.
Son of life.
Now, it changes kind of the whole take on
the
play.
I was
going
to say, yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
This is an interesting one. Bion. B-I-O-N. Bion.
Bion.
Like Brian, but
right.
just drop the R. Bion. Now, it's an interesting choice of name that comes also from ancient Greek. Bios means life. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, you just kind of heard that with Zoe,
yeah.
right? That means life. So, Bion means life.
Bio, like biology.
Biology.
Yeah.
Study of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, this one is really, I think, a beautiful boy's name. Kalian.
Hmm.
Kalian.
Is that Irish?
You would think that it
yeah.
was. Now, I'm probably not pronouncing it as well as it should be. C-A-L-I-A-N, Kalian.
Kalian.
It's Native American.
Oh,
roots.
Okay.
It's a United States Native
yeah.
word. And the name means warrior of life.
Ah, Kalian.
Kalian or Kalian.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so beautiful names. So again, those are words. If you are pregnant, you're kind of finding an unusual name. Well, when you find names like that that have meaning, wow, it makes it all the more special.
That's cool. I love looking at names and their meanings.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, of course, and I love that so many of these are from the Greek, too.
Right.
So I hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.